Hey everybody, welcome to the Dead Air Podcast for March 3rd, 2005. I am Nine.
And I'm Tim, and you know what's, you know, very convenient is I start getting a stuffy nose right before we do the podcast.
Well,
life hates me.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. So you'll have to forgive Tim. I mean, we're just doing this show for you bastards, not for us.
Yeah, very true.
So before we get into a little bit of topics, we just sort of want to explain how different a podcast is compared to our live stream.
Yeah, by the way, we have to watch the time on this, I just remembered. But anyways, a live stream is different. There's a totally different feel to it because you actually have live listeners, and like we have an IRC chat to go along with it. So it's a little bit of it's more interactive, so to say.
Yeah. We get caught up in the moment. Here we're just, you know, chilling, you know, drinking here, you know, just chit-chatting about anything.
Pretty much.
All right.
So you're going to have to forgive us, you know, it's going to be a little shitty, the editing might be a little choppy, but, you know, deal with it.
Harsh words from a harsh man. All right, so first little story we want to talk about for a little bit, Mr. Steve Fawcett, or Fawcett, whatever the
hell
it is.
I think it's Fawcett.
Fawcett?
He landed in Kansas around 2:15 or so Central Standard Time. Woot.
Oh, I'm sorry, were you going to talk?
Well, you usually interject with something. But anyways, he flew around the world in this little neat-looking plane. He was in the plane for 64 hours.
Now, listeners, I need to ask you something,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, we were wondering this earlier. We were talking about what we were going to talk about.
Okay. First off, how does this man take a dump and take a whiz flying in an airplane for 64 hours when he has barely enough room to move around?
I mean, does it, like, dump out of a little secret compartment at the bottom of the plane?
Or is there a tube attached to his penis that trails the urine outside of the plane?
Do they, you know, and what about the smell? Does he have, like, cans of, like, Febreze or something?
I mean, think about this, folks. Okay, once you take a dump and you're in a closed room with no open airway, it's gonna stink really bad for a long time.
And apparently the only thing he had to drink was protein drinks and water.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. What compels a man to do this? Alright.
Next topic.
Martha Stewart!
Yeah, Martha Stewart is getting out of prison a few days early. Her actual release date was Sunday, but since they don't release prisoners from Camp Cupcake on Sundays, well, then they're just going to do it tomorrow. Well, possibly tonight at 12:01 a.m., which would actually be tomorrow, and I'm tripping over my words. Yeah.
So she's getting out of Club Fed, you know, after spending how many months
it was being
pampered in a nice jail cell by Bubba.
It was 5 months, and then she's going to be on 5 months house arrest afterwards.
And see, Tim, you mentioned something interesting about the stocks of her company.
Yeah, her stocks when she initially went into prison were at $8. They are now quadruple that number.
Jesus Christ. I can't even figure out a reason why people would want to invest in that company.
So, since she's been in prison, she's made like about $1 billion, I quoted on Fox News Channel, the most crappiest, unfair news channel ever.
Well, I think that pretty much sums it up for today. Wouldn't you say so, Tim?
Yeah, drop us an email at deadair@nuclearblender.com.
Or feel free to call us at our voicemail at 1-206-3-FUCKER.
Check out our website at www.deadaircrew.com.
And feel free to sign our guest book there. All right, bitches. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.